Hi, this is Diane Peters from jcharvestinvestments.com. How are you doing today? Well, it's a beautiful day, a little humidity, but not bad. It's just a typical summer. But the seasons are changing. I'm happy and I'm sad, okay? I'm happy because in the fall, I do like college football. So college football is starting September 1st. I'm happy. My grandsons are going to be playing football. I'm happy. In fact, got a good report about my grandson Hayden that his coaches had told him he's one of the best DBs on his team. So this is his sophomore year. He's on JV, so, you know, that sounds good and promising. The kid has great grades, though, I'm telling you right now. I keep saying to him, we don't need football. You get that academic athletic scholarship, I'll be all right with that. But anyway, today I want to talk about change and how it's time for a change. Well, like I said, the seasons are changing. It's getting to the end of the summer, which for me is always so sad. I don't know, seasons changing. I get a little melancholy a little bit. But I do like the change in seasons. That's why I think I stay in New England. Because of that, is I like the summer, winter, spring, and fall. Those different seasons, I grew up with that, so that's all I know. But even in my life, I find, with me around the fall, especially when we have a lot of dampness and humidity, my allergies act up more during that time. This summer has been one of the worst. I've had the worst sinus infections, but thank God, I only had two, one in the spring, and now I'm just getting over one now. But change is not so bad. That's one thing I look to, is I know if everything stayed the same, I would be very, very bored. And so I look at change as, of course, there's some changes you don't want to have happen. You don't want to lose people to death or just moving around, whatever it may be. So it does take a while, but then, I don't know about you, but I adjust because that's a part of life and I don't stew over it. I find that in times when I obsess over something I can't control, I get very stressed out. And like I talked to you yesterday, I get anxiety. So I've learned to let those things go because it's out of my control. Much as I like the summer, I can't stop it. And if I kept brewing and talking about the summer's over, who wouldn't get depressed, So I'd rather focus on things that I can control and that I realize I have responsibility to change. And like I said with you, I'm always, the purpose of my journey, my life journey, is to constantly change. New ideas, new circumstances, new situations. For me, like I say, I look to God and I believe that God is ordering my life. So he's in control. So I never forget when I realized that. I was 39 years old and it's like, wow, I don't have to be in control of everything. I don't have to be a know-it-all. I don't have to give my opinion on everything. Of course, I still give my opinion. But maybe some of these talks are just that, my opinion. But I know about change, it is refreshing. Once you recognize you're in the midst of it and things are happening, the one thing I try to focus on is the positive side and not look at the negative. Yeah, it's sad to see somebody leave or sad to see a person move, or it's sad when, you lose your job. I allow myself to go through that little grief period, but then I come to the realization it is life. I do allow my emotions to come to the surface and discuss them and write them out or talk with God about them. But then I have to let it go. Because at that point, if I keep stewing over it, it makes me negative. I just get in that, woe is me mentality. So in order to stay on the positive side, I have to look at change as an opportunity to grow. We're always growing. Parts of my body that are growing, I'm not very happy about, but I have no control over that. Or maybe I do, because honestly, I don't eat as, junk food at all. But at some point, the metabolism's gotten so slow, I feel like it's a snail. So anything I put in my mouth, it comes out to be pounds. But I am now learning to do more strength exercises. And that's a change for me. And not use weights. I'm learning the bands. And working out with them and finding out ways to strengthen my body through that, because I know I'll have less downtime with my back. And this is something, like I told you, I injured this. The first injury was 39. At that point, they diagnosed me with a disability. I stopped doing my exercises. You know, I was supposed to do back strengthening exercises for the rest of my life, but I got lazy. Light bulb moment. All of a sudden, I realize now, hey, I've got to do this every single day. And I have to use, now, thank goodness, bands are popular. But previous to that, they wanted me to use my own body weight to strengthen my body. And that's one thing. That's a change for me, because I was the aerobic queen. I would do aerobics for like an hour and then go do, you know, very few weights. I didn't focus on them. Now I've had to reverse the program and maybe do about a 20, 25-minute aerobic exercise 3 times a week, and then now focus on doing some yoga stands, because I understand that's good for circulation, as well as using my bands. So, I'm going into the fall with a whole new regime. I haven't been at the gym just about all summer. I think May was the last time I was in the gym, just because of this aggravation or injury that I did to my back again. So I'm going on now to a whole new program. I'm setting it up. I'm winding down with my physical therapy. And it's a change. It's something different. And it's now I'm going to have to just adjust to that. But you know what? On the positive side, I have the ability to do it. You know? I mean, it's not so far gone that I still can't work and strengthen and build up muscle. And focus on eating. Now I'm with this, I don't know what they call these different eating programs. So the bottom line is I eat protein, vegetables, and fruit. More protein. And I love bison, buffalo beef. I don't know if you ever had it, but you have to try it. And it's higher in omegas, omega-3s and 6s and things like that. So it's one of the good red meats to eat. Of course, I don't eat it all the time. But again, my life is changing. I'm just now looking for a new lead generation company. I'm just hearing now a new way of getting leads is through Facebook Messenger. I'm learning all about that. And, you know, when something to me doesn't work, I don't care how much the masses are using it, it doesn't work. So I have to change. And I can't go back, you know, and... You know, in my business, it takes 400 leads before you close one. You should see how much money these people are making off of us. I mean, their 30 leads are costing $3,000, and they're selling them to everybody. Come on now. I just can't wrap my brain around that. And maybe if I was on the other end and I was generating the leads, in fact, that's one of the top businesses to go into. If anybody's out there looking for a business, they said lead generation is huge. But you have so many options now. You can do the SEO. You can do Facebook. You can do Messenger. You can do LinkedIn. There's so many different ways to capture people. And there's still some people who are doing through portals. But again, unless you can have your own portal, it doesn't make sense to me. You know, because, and I don't fault people who were doing that with their leads, but I digress. That's a change. Now I'm moving on to this next era of where I want to do Messenger, Facebook leads. I want to capture those. So if you know of anybody that does that, hit me up. on Facebook, I'm Diane JC Harvest. So if you know anybody that knows that technology, knows that method, I'm now researching that. I guess my research background does this to me. It causes me to research a topic and an item and an individual and a company. I just do my due diligence, you know, because at the end of the day, if I don't do that, if I just jump on the newest thing, then shame on me. But I do try to stay on top of things because change is important. My daughter tells me, Mom, sometimes I don't even know the age you are because you sound so up to date, because I embrace change. And I want everybody out there to do the same. It's good. It's uplifting. It's positive. It's a part of life. Hey, listen, thank you so much for listening to me today. This is Diane Peters from jcharvestinvestments.com. Have a great day and enjoy your weekend.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.